Audio 1.1.
Good morning, Professor Dakin. It's good to talk to you again. What can I do for you?
Oh, it's good of you to speak to me. I know you're a very busy man. This is just so difficult. I really don't know what to do. I've been working at Sarvat for the past 20 years, and nothing like this has ever happened to me before. I mean, I just can't believe it. A place with such a high reputation, to let this happen. And now I have to contact you. I've only ever had to contact a lawyer once before in my life, and that was when I was buying my house, ages ago. We've known each other from the tennis club for years, but I never thought I'd see the day when I'd have to contact you in a professional capacity. I've got no alternative. I've been thinking about this all week, and it's affecting me badly.
You're clearly very upset, Professor. Would you like to make an appointment and come in and have a chat when you're feeling a bit better?
No. I don't want to make it that formal yet, if that's all right. I really need to just talk it through at this stage. I mean, maybe it's nothing. Maybe nothing can be done. I feel so angry. I mean, how could they do this to me?
You know, sometimes it's good to write it all down and maybe send it in to me, so that I can have a better look at what you've written and get back to you, rather than doing this on the phone?
No, I'll try and give you a quick outline and you can let me know what you think. Is that all right?
Fine. You go ahead and I'll make some notes.
Thank you so much. It's like this, you see. I have an arrangement with Sarvat University Press. In fact, most of the professors here have this arrangement. We select the contents of course packs. They usually consist of journal articles, newspaper articles, course notes or syllabi, sample test questions, excerpts from books, that sort of thing. We deliver the contents to the copy shop with an estimate of the number of students on the course. The materials are assigned to the students, so the copy shop knows who is eligible to buy the packs, if they want to. I must emphasize that these packs are designed solely for the students on a particular course. Any course packs that are not bought by the students are usually destroyed by the copy shop. However, what happened was that the copy shop made multiple copies of the materials which we provided and then sold them on to other students for a profit.
Who looks after copyright payments and permission for the professors?
It's Sarvat University Press. They have a department that receives and processes requests for permission to use any copyrighted works. They usually charge a fee and generally share these fees with the authors.
So, who is affected by this?
Well, a lot of the material in question belongs to some of my very close friends in the academic world, who I have the greatest respect for. Their trust in me has been badly affected by all of this. The course packs were prepared for selling commercially in a limited capacity. The copyrighted works are valuable original works. I mean, surely copyright protection is supposed to protect authors, and only those who pay can copy excerpts of copyrighted works for a variety of purposes.
I feel at this stage that you should write out in detail what you've told me and send it to me so that I can look into the matter further and get back to you. I have the gist of it, but I would need to look at it much more carefully. I can certainly understand how you feel. The quicker we deal with it, the better.
That's excellent. I'll get down to it right now. And maybe you could give me a call when you've had a chance to look at it.
That sounds perfect. Now, if you'll excuse me, we'll have to leave it at that for now. I'll be in touch as soon as possible, Professor. Goodbye for now.
Thank you very much for your time, Mr. Howard. I feel better already. Goodbye.